to let them lead the conversation, to let them ask the questions. Kids that are home from school right now, they probably know more about this than you think they do. My son came home from school, and he said before they even went off, there was a kid in class that was crying because he thought that everyone was going to die.
Wow.
So, you know, unfortunately, the problem is that kids will pick up tidbits here and there, and you don't know where they're hearing their sources. If they're watching YouTube, they're getting spammed by ads, but right now. And some of those ads are unfortunately meant to make people scared. Sometimes so it's that they buy products, but sometimes it's just to get them to watch more and watch more. So the biggest important issue for parents right now is you need to be the one to tell your child what's going on. They need to be able to trust you to be truthful, not to give them trauma, not to scare the bejesus out of them, but to let them know, yes, there is a situation going on, that there's, you know, there's a virus that's going around, and so we're taking steps to be able to control this. So that's the other thing that kids need to know, kids and teenagers as well, they need to know very clearly that they do have an impact on this, because that's going to take away that sense of unknowing anxiety, like what if? Oh yeah, I know that if I stay inside and I wash my hands and we, you know, write down all the places that we're going and the people that we talk to just in case, then I will have an impact and hopefully help make this thing go by faster.
Now, you mentioned teenagers. How does the content change depending on the age?
I think you have to be. And that's because, I mean, teenagers, stereotypically, we tend to treat them a little younger than they are. I mean, we do need to sort of approach them at their developmental level. And like I said, they probably know more about this than we do, and they're going to be more susceptible to, you know, the rumors that are going around. They might be on the websites like TikTok that where there's stuff going around that is a little bit more panic-driving,
right.
At least. So with teenagers, I think a lot of times we have to sort of approach them more as adults, more as like we are on the same team, and I need your help to just help contain this spread, to know that you are actually having an impact on the rest of your community right now by doing the right thing, by, you know, keeping to yourself as much as possible, and by communicating. The other big impact on teenagers right now is, of course, that we know their socializing is so, so important for them. It's important for their development, and they are losing out on a lot right now, particularly people that had, you know, grad coming up, or they have, you know, final exams and dances and things like that. There's these unforgettable high school experiences that they're going to miss out on. That sucks.